Hey there, little fella. The tricolor hound wasn't a stranger to her. She'd seen him before, even knew where he lived. She looked around. There was no sign of his owner, a miserable coot who was always scowling. The dog may have decided to go off leash to do some mind clearing of his own. We better get you back. She bent over to grab the dog's collar, but he darted away and ran across the lawn toward the baseball diamond. She'd call out his name if she knew it. Come here, boy! Here! She clapped the front of her thighs. The dog paid her no attention, bounding across the freshly mowed grass. She looked down at her new running shoes, a brilliant white she'd prefer to keep. The dog really wasn't her responsibility, but outside of the park, city streets and the vehicles that came with them posed a danger. She'd never forgive herself if he got injured. She whistled for him, but his tail pointed in the air as he put his nose to the ground. Here goes. She traipsed toward the dog, stopped walking. He had lifted his head and stood there watching her. Oh no, don't you dare run. Of course, that was exactly what he did, barreling toward her, then juking out of reach at the last second. This was a game to him. She became a tangle of arms and legs, trying to corral a 20-pound beagle. She could use some help. A quick glance at the playground confirmed the man, woman, and children stood watching her escapade. Not that any of them made a move to assist. The boy cried out, "Doggy!" followed by an outburst of giggles. For the cuteness of the beagle or in response to her antics? Not that it mattered now. She was committed to catching the dog. A few more bumbled attempts at reaching for its collar before victory. She looked at the family again, as if expecting applause, but they were gone. No good deed. All right, little guy. He had a name tag on his collar, which she flipped over in her hand. Magnum. Huh. Nice name. How about we take you home? The dog made no argument, but it wouldn't be much fun walking hunched over for half a block. She reached the path and noticed her shoes. Not a brilliant white anymore, but grass-stained like an abstract painter had gone wild with green paint. Her stomach sank. She liked her things nice and neat, organized, presentable. She'd have to put in some elbow grease scrubbing them, but hopefully with a pinch of luck. She carried on, walking down the street, curious if any onlookers had surfaced from their devices long enough to pay her any heed and find humor in her situation. Almost there. The red brick home was a few houses down. She climbed onto the front porch. We did it, Magnum. She reached the door, prepared to knock, but it was cracked open. Guess the mystery of how the beagle had gotten loose was solved. Hello? She called out. I have your dog, Magnum. She listened. Nothing. Instinct told her to stay put. But what if the dog's owner needed medical attention? Albany police, I'm coming in. She wasn't there in an official capacity, but if the man was conscious, her presence shouldn't frighten him. Sarah let go of Magnum's collar and pushed the door with her elbow, a habit formed on the job to preserve evidence at a crime scene. But surely that wouldn't be an issue here. Blame the job for her cynicism and seeing murder everywhere she went. Hello? She repeated. As she opened the door farther, silence and the faint hint of a woman's floral perfume greeted her. It became clear why her shouts were not getting a response. Magnum's owner lay on the entry floor, dead. A large bloody gash on his head. Sarah looked around, seeing nothing that could have caused the injury. This wasn't an accident. She looked at Magnum, now sitting next to his master. Well, you certainly got my mind off the book. And right on to murder.